With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. In the air, on the roads and the rails, Americans by the tens of millions are on the move or will soon be for the Thanksgiving holiday.
Millions will stick with trains, buses and cars, especially after the government shut down through air travel into chaos.
There may be some people who said, you know what, I want to avoid airports altogether. I'm going to drive my own vehicle and I'm going to do a road trip instead. So we're projecting at least 73 million people, but that number could end up being higher because more people now potentially are switching to road trips.
AAA says the good news for drivers, the national average for gas last year was $3.06 for regular, and that hasn't really changed. Happy travels. I'm Julie Walker.
A retired Navy captain, Democrat Senator Mark Kelly, may face court-martial. Stems from his role in that Democrat video urging service personnel to disobey illegal orders from President Trump. But none of those involved in the video have been able to identify any such orders.
Not a single one of them, since they've been pressed by the media, and I'll give you guys credit for that, can point to a single illegal order that this administration has given down, because it does not exist. They knew what they were doing in this video, and Senator Mark Kelly and all of them should be held accountable for that.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt. They're off the hook, at least for now. A judge tossing the indictments of former FBI Director James Comey and New York Attorney General Letitia James. Judge ruled the prosecutor was illegally appointed and therefore lacks the authority to indict. Attorney General Bondi says there will be an appeal. Later today, a White House tradition plays out yet again. President Trump will pardon a couple of Thanksgiving turkeys. The birds named Gobble and Waddle will be spared. Wall Street this morning, Dow futures down 42 points. The Nasdaq futures are off 20. This is SRN News. Americans consider childbearing.
The country's birth rate is below the amount needed to keep the population level and has been for several years. So the Public Religion Research Institute conducted a poll asking adults if they support government policies aimed at encouraging women to have children. 54% of respondents say no, they do not support such programs. 41% say yes. Republicans and men are more likely to approve of efforts to increase the U.S. birth rate. Michael Harrington reporting.
The daughter of a detained Chinese Christian pastor is urging U.S. lawmakers to help free her father. Grace Jin Drexel says her father, Ezra Jin Mingri, has been formally charged along with 17 other leaders of the prominent underground Zion Church. They were first detained in October in one of China's largest crackdowns on a single church in decades. It's among the largest churches that are unregistered with the Chinese authorities. This is SRN News. Author Viola Ford Fletcher, a survivor of a Tulsa, Oklahoma massacre, has died.
In recent years, she had sought justice for the deadly attack by a white mob on a thriving black community where she lived as a child.
Our country may forget this history, but I cannot.
She was 7 years old when the two-day attack began on the prosperous area that was known as Black Wall Street. She described seeing piles of bodies in the streets and watching as a white man shot a black man in the head, then fired towards her family. She wrote the book with Ike Howard, her grandson, who says he had to persuade her to tell her story. Viola Ford Fletcher was 111 years old. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A lawsuit claims design flaws caused a Tesla Model 3 to accelerate uncontrollably before hitting a utility pole and bursting into flames. One person was killed in the crash. SRNNews.com.